High School Basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with John Nixon.
And good afternoon, everybody, from the John Q. Hammonds Arena. We are at the Missouri Class 1 State Championship game. Show Me Showdown 2021 today. The Mound City Panthers, 29-1 on the year, will be taking on the South Iron Panthers. They are 24-4 on the year. South Iron ranked number one in the state in Class 1. Mound City ranked number two in the state in Class 1. So we will find out today which team is truly number one. Had a chance to visit with Panther coach Brian Osborne here just a little bit ago as the Panthers were getting ready to head into this game, the previous game, the girls' third-place game. And we talked to him while that was going on, so it's a little noisy. But we will hear that in just a few minutes. Mound City got here yesterday defeating St. Elizabeth 59-39 was the final score. Mound City led by that by up to 33 points at the third quarter in that ball game, and then just kind of took the foot off the gas in that fourth quarter and win it by 20, 59-39. For South Iron, they beat Higbee yesterday 75-40. They had a running clock the entire fourth quarter of that ball game, and they won it fairly easily again, 75-40. They win a lot of games fairly easily, just like Mound City has done throughout the season. So we'll find out how it goes here today between Mound City and South Iron. Both of them are the Panthers, so we'll try to get that straightened out as we go out through the ball game. As I told you, I had a chance to visit with Coach Ryan Osborne a little bit earlier today. We'll come back and we will hear from the coach after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
The Mound City R2 school system is proud of the players that make up the Mound City Panthers and their excellent sportsmanship. The administration, staff, and school board members swell with pride at all the accomplishments that every student from kindergarten through 12th grade bring to the fine Mound City area. The students of Mound City R2 also have a long list of academic achievements as well. Mound City R2 school system, Panther pride.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
MC Auto and Truck Repair, family owned and operated with over 35 years of experience. Get your repairs done right with the ASC certified Master Tech experience and knowledge. MC Auto and Truck Repair in Mound City. Call Kurt, Blake, or DJ at 660-442-5600. If your vehicle is acting up, get it fixed and running right with MC Auto and Truck Repair. 208 Nebraska Street in Mound City. Call today, 660-442-5600. That's MC Auto and Truck Repair, 660-442-5600.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City. City, Missouri.
This is Sunny
101.3. Welcome back to our pregame show. Sign to visit Coach Ryan Osborne. The Panthers made it to the state championship finals today. Coach, congratulations. It's been quite a road here the last few years and this weekend, but here we go.
Yeah, we're just really glad we got the monkey off our back and got to come down here. So the kids are excited, the community's excited, and I think we're really ready to go.
Tell me about the South Iron team. We know they play a lot of big schools. They're just a terrific team, what we saw yesterday. What do you expect to see today?
I expect to see a really pressure 2-3 zone out of them, especially they're going to try to pressure every pass, every passing lane. So they're the number one ranked team in Class 1 for a reason. They're the best schedule probably of any Class 1 school in a long, long time. So we'll have our hands full, but I like some of the matchups. We're really going to try to guard their best players and their best scorers, and hopefully we can knock down some shots.
What I see on paper, what I saw yesterday, are they just five guys, maybe six at the most?
They got seven guys they put in the game, but their first five are electric. And then they got a kid that comes off the bench that can make a three, but they're not deep. So foul trouble, maybe getting a little tired, would really help us in this game.
And all of your kids handle the ball pretty well. That's a big advantage anytime.
Absolutely. I have confidence in our ball handling, and I think it's going to come down to us in the first 4 minutes stopping them and showing that we can make some baskets. So I fully expect to be in this game.
I was watching you up here before the game. A lot was going on. I kind of looked at the kids. You guys all is all on the inside. You can look on the outside.
I think we're calm. I think calm, but also excited. I think it's the calm before the storm. So especially our older kids, they've waited for this forever. So I'm just glad they're being rewarded with this opportunity.
Coach, good luck today.
Thank you very much.
We'll be back with our pregame show after this 2 minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you. The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at holdmanford.com.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And again, we welcome you back here to the John Q. Hammond Center at the Southeast Missouri State University. It is time for the championship game here in the Final Four. Well, that's going to make it interesting. They just shut the lights out. So, well, that's okay. We'll get by. Since they just shut the lights out on us. But that's okay. Let's take a look at the starting lineups today. First of all, for the home team today on the scoreboard, the South Iron Panthers, Coach Justin Dinkins, will go with a lineup that includes 6-foot junior Drennan Dinkins. He averages 19.4 points and 6.4 rebounds per game on the year. Luke Luna, 6'2 senior, averaging 9.1 points and 2.3 rebounds. 6'4" senior, Jeremarico Burse, averages 11.6 per game and 6 rebounds. a 6'4" senior, Brock Wakefield, averages 18.8 points per game and 5.4 rebounds. He also has dished off 129 assists coming into the state tournament. The fifth starter is DJ Prater. He averages 11.2 points per game and 5.5 rebounds per game. The other player that we will see today, Champ McMurray, is a 6'1 junior, averaging 8.6 points and just over three rebounds per game for the Panthers of South Iron. From Mound City, the starting lineup today. Starting for Mound City today in the championship of the Show Me Showdown will be Connor Durr, a 5'11 senior. He is coming in averaging 5.1 points and 2.2 rebounds per game. Landon Papa is a 6'5 senior, averaging 16.2 points, 7.5 rebounds per game on the season. Gage Salisbury, a 6 foot senior, averaging 12.3 points and 2.9 rebounds per game. Tony Osborne, a 6'1 junior, averages 27.3 points and 3.7 rebounds per game. He shoots better than 41% from beyond the 3-point line. And Will Young averages 5 points a game and better than 3 rebounds a game. He is a 6'3 junior for the Panthers. We will also see in this ball game today William Rother, a 6'1 junior, averaging nearly 4.5 points a game and over 5 rebounds per contest. Lane Zemples will also be in the ball game today, a 5'8 senior. He plays for the Panthers as well, and possibly as well Brendan Tubbs. Tubbs, a 6 foot sophomore, Mount City coach Ryan Osborne likes to play quite a few players if he gets the opportunity to do so and keep his kids fresh in the ball game. Mount City averages 75.1 points per game on the season. South Iron averaging better than 81 points per game on the season. So we'll see if we get into a scoring shootout here today or what takes place in this contest. It will be interesting to see. I watched South Iron play yesterday from up in the press area, up on the second level. They looked much bigger up there than they do down here court side, which surprised me, but we're ready to go. It is going to be Landon Papa stepping into the center circle against DeMarco Burst. And see the visitors on the scoreboard. They will go right to left today as we look at this ball game. So here we go. The referees are ready, and we are set to get it underway. And the tip, Papa got it twice. Mound City has the basketball to start our ball game this afternoon. Up the floor to Oliver on the left side, going right. Over there to Durst. And now back out top to Papa. Papa will give it off Salisbury in the corner. Whip it into the paint. Papa fall away up, in and out, no good. Hit the rim. Rebound brought down by South Iron by Drennan Dinkins. He comes up the floor. Now moves over to the right side with the basketball. The Wakefield, Brock Wakefield moving in. Papa guarding him and the man-to-man. Drink gets around and he pulls up. He shoots and he scores on a little follow-away. Brock
an update from Fox News and the latest weather
game
from WeatherEye. Right
so
now,
here we go
on Sunny 101.
Mound City basketball. Panthers have it. Oliver to Salisbury on the left side. Inside, Papa again at the free throw line. Doubled up there and gets the ball away to Connor Durr. And down the lane, Salisbury rolls it up off the glass for two. So, two-pointer for Gage Salisbury, and we are tied at two here early on in the ball game. Up the front now with the basketball, DJ Prater down in the left corner with the basketball. They pass the ball towards the bird. Skip it over the top. Now with the ball again, Prater drives into the paint. He'll thing to roll up the left side, coming from the right side all the way across. And he rolls it up over the top of the defense for two more. And up the floor, quick hands, knocking it out of bounds, Luke Luno. And it'll be Panther basketball right near midcourt. Papa will inbound the basketball to Salisbury. Salisbury over the right side now. Young down to Durr. Connor coming out of there, picked up his dribble down to Papa. Papa looking. Now lobs it out top. Tony Osborne holds it. The junior moving left, and he fires up a long one off the rim. No good. Rebound grabbed up there by Burst. Here comes the South Iron Panthers pushing up the floor on the left side. Jenkins drives, left it short. Rebound grabbed up by Papa. Papa ahead to Salisbury, right sideline. Double team trap, knocked down, picks up the basketball, and it is going to be out of bounds touch last by South Irons. They went for the trap. They had him. He went to the floor. But Mountain City gets a little lucky with that one. Papa will inbound between the scorer's table and the bench for South Iron. They go right to left as we look at it here in the first half. Now with the ball in the corner, Osborne, a quick three up and too strong. Rebound, Jenkins brings it down. Brennan Jenkins up the floor, the point guard all the way to the hole, scoops it up. No, rebound on the ground. Osborne had it taken away. And now with the basketball, Luniao, he'll fire from 15, no good. Papa grabs up the rebound. So here comes Mount City. Tony Osborne to Papa. Right side in a 4-2 ball game. South Iron. Papa from 18 up. No good. Bounces it out to Salisbury. To Dirk. Set shot three-pointer too long. And the rebound ran down on the far corner by DJ Prater. Prater coming up the floor with the basketball. Driving, stopping, giving it off the left side. Luniao holds, he looks inside, nobody there. He'll drive the baseline, got a layup, he got around Gabe Salisbury, and puts it up and in. Luniao with the bucket makes it 6-2, South Iron. Now ahead to Papa. Papa out top to Salisbury. Durr holds it. Durr with a bounce pass to Papa near the midcourt circle. Salisbury for three, too strong, tipped up, no good by Young. And coming down to the basketball will be Burst. Burst will give it up to Luniao. He goes inside, and it's Jenkins up, and a foul. First foul of the ballgame will go against the Panthers. Take responsibility for teaching students that any competition, no matter what it is, must be played in the rules. Officials of any game or contest are never given enough thanks, and the efforts of the officials account for the fairness of the competition. This message brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activity Association and Sunny 101.3. First free throw is up, no good. The foul on Mound City was called on Gage Salisbury. First foul of the ball game. Second free throw is coming up, and that one rattles in and is good. So the Panthers find themselves, or Mound City Panthers, a bit of a hole here, 7-2 against South Iron. Up comes Osborne around the back, pulls up underneath down to Rother, who checked in during that break. Here goes Elaine Zembel, who also came in. Zembel passed to the middle. It is rejected out of bounds. South Iron fans react to that, but it wasn't a shot. It was attempted a pass. It wasn't flying very high. So Osborne will trigger into Poppet. Out near midcourt on the left side. Landon dribbles up over the right side to Zimbles. Back to Papa. Osborne, top, left side, moving up over to Zimbles again. And now it will be, now he is Young, and he'll go to Osborne. Will Young might find himself in position. He has to take those shots today. Back out to Osborne. Driving in, kind of lost the ball, got it back. Fires long, and Jenkins with another rebound. Quickly ahead up the floor, three on none, and a dunk for Brock Wakefield. No, double dribble called. Double dribble is called on the Panthers of South Iron, so that will not count. Here we go, back up the floor, 7-10, getting the ball in the paint. Now high post, Osborne out to Zimbles, three ball, no, short, rebound again to Dinkins. Drennan coming up the floor with it, moves the ball forward, and we've got a foul on the offensive end or on the defensive end. Here, what do we call? Foul will go against Mound City. That one is going to go on William Rother, his first team foul number two. Jenkins takes the inbound and goes all the way to the hole, up, no good. Foul up, no good, but over the back, or we call him a two-shot foul here? Mound Tony Osmond got called for a foul. I had a referee right directly in front of me. I didn't see. I saw the rebound. I thought they were going to call over the back on South Iron. But instead, they call a two-shot foul on Osmond. Free throw attempt is up, and it is good. This is an excellent shooting free throw team as well. Jamarico Bruce with his first point of the ball game now makes it 8-2. Bruce at the free throw line on the year, 69.6% of the line. About the lowest on the team. He pops them both in, and it is now a 7-point advantage for South Iron. First quarter action, 2:58 to go here in the period. Scored by Zimbels, up no good. Salisbury, the rebound, and had it taken away. Stolen by South Iron, up the floor, around the back, Lindau. All the way to the hole, goes up, came down, got his own rebound, and put back up and in on an offensive rebound. And the bucket, I believe, by Burst, and timeout Mound City. We'll take a 30-second break and be back on Sunny 101.3.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now they are reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders, completely redesigned from the ground up. R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Designed to tackle everything from your everyday work to your toughest challenges, R-Series is the revolution your work demands. Experienced unmatched power and performances firsthand. Call MERS Farm Equipment in Falls City to learn more today. That's MERS Farm Equipment in Falls City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
All right, we're back to live action here at Mount City, out at the John Q. Hammonds Arena in Springfield. State Championship Saturday on Sunny 101.3. Pop-up from 18, short, new. Rebound comes out, and the Panthers are getting killed on the boards. And a drive all the way to the hole, layup, no, and a follow-up, no. Rebound brought down by Osborne. First shot put up there by Wakefield. Osborne for three, off the mark, short, rebound, Jenkins again. On the left side, Salisbury cuts him off, he goes around the back, and now pulls up and shoots, no good, Papa with the rebound. Papa grabs the board and gives it to Osborne with a minute 55 to go. The Mount City's got to be patient, even though they're down nine, they can't just go helter-skelter. Papa went to elevate the ball and it's picked away from him. South Iron ahead, Jenkins up the floor, and a blocking foul going to be called on Lane Zimbels. Lane will pick up his first. Whoever gets the rebound, they seem to be coming full court, and they're just going to go to the basket, it seems like, every time here. Early on in this ballgame are the South Iron Panthers. Jenkins will check out. He's only got 1 point, but, man, he has got a bucket load of rebounds already. Inbounding will be Lunyao from the baseline. He looks. He brings the ball in. Wakefield dribbles out top. Salisbury guarded him. Wakefield backs up for three. Up, too strong. Rebound on the deck. It's Young. And now up the floor. Salisbury into the paint. Needs help. Gets away to Connor Durr in the right corner. Connor now back in the corner to Salisbury for three. It's short off the rim. Salisbury follows the ball out of bounds off of South Iron. No, they call a foul on South Iron. That foul. Not Oily Posick. That foul is going to go on DJ Prater. First foul on South Iron. Panther ball from the baseline. Salisbury to trigger. Papa from 18, right side. No rebound. Kicked out to Osborne, too strong on the three-pointer. Pop of the rebound, threw it off. Oh, he didn't. I thought he threw it off at Jenkins. But they say it's a foul on Papa over the back. So we're down here at the far end. We're sitting even with the free throw line on one end of the floor here at courtside at the Hammonds Arena. That all occurring down at the other end. 11-2, South Iron with a minute to go in the first quarter. They come up the fourth, right side, give the ball up there. With the ball into the ballgame now is Champ McMurray, a 6'1 junior. Here's a drive by Wakefield, and a reach-in foul going to be called on Will Young. That'll be his first. That's going to be team foul number 6 already on Mound City. I can see why they would shoot a lot of free throws. They just keep driving to the hole, and you either reach in or make foul on the drive. for on the shot, bring it in back to DJ Prater. He goes left side and driving up Wakefield up. High off the board, no good, but it's coming right down to first, who puts it up and in, and now it's an 11-point lead for the South Iron team. Pop it down the lane to the corner. He gives it up out there, and now a lob pass across. Durr goes and gets it. That was from Will Young. Now to Osborne. Salisbury back to Tony. He'll skip it over the top in the corner to Durr. They cover him up quickly. Out to Papa. Papa guarded out there with a drill, a baseball pass, tip, Salisbury gets it in the paint, up, and got the bounce. Salisbury with the second Mound City hoop, 6 seconds to go. Here comes Dinkins driving up all the way to the hole, floats it up, short, no good, and that will be the end of the first quarter. It's a good one for South Iron. Number one team leading number two, Mound City, 13-4 after one, back in 1 minute. On Sunny 101.3.
Introducing Element Resources, one of the leading battery recycling facilities in the country and has been a mainstay in Forest City, Missouri for 45 years. Element is hiring entry-level jobs starting at $19.05 per hour. Day and night shift available with shift differential pay for nights and overtime with attendance bonuses. Come be a part of our team with competitive pay and great benefits. For more information, apply at ElementRELLC.com.
Alan and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
Sunny 101.3.
Ready to go the second quarter here at the John Q. Hammonds Arena. 13-4, South Iron leading Mound City. The ball is inbounded backcourt to Drennan Dinkins. He comes up the floor, gives the ball to Prater. Prater cross court, Wakefield drives, spins, bounces off the foot of Landon Papa. Trying to bounce pass, he hit Papa right in the foot. The ball goes out of bounds, but kicking the call, it will be South Iron basketball on the baseline. They will inbound the ball. Looking, bounce pass in, Papa with the steal. Papa to Salisbury, ahead to Young, back to Salisbury, over to Will for three, right side, in and out, and it went back in. All right, they've got to get the Panthers started here. Now it's 13-7, the lead cut to 6. Up the floor with the basketball, Dinkins will hand the ball off there for Lunyau. Lunyau coming across, Wakefield with it. Brock Wakefield, every time he gets it, he looks to go to the basket. Now here he comes, down the left side, all the way in. Left side, finger roll with the right hand is up and good. He's got 4 points. Coming the other way, Papa scoops. This hangs on the rim and it won't go. Jenkins, the rebound, ahead to Wakefield, going in, layup, good. Right side, right hand that time. Panthers are getting beat back. And I think we just had what fall here? A bench warning on the Panthers. Coach Auburn said something to the referee as he went by and maybe got out too far out of his box. I don't know, but some sort of a bench warning. So now it's 17-7. The lead is 10. Tony Osborne has not scored. Ryan Landon Papa has not scored yet in this ball game. Now a reach-in foul will be called on the South Iron Panthers. That foul is going to go on who? Again, we're across from the scorer's table. That would go on Jenkins. That'll be his first. Team foul number two is off. South Iron in the bonus the rest of this first half. Mound City has already committed 16 fouls. Papa drives, gets bumped, fall away on the rim, no, rebound brought down by Mound City. Grabbing it up that time was Will Young, trying to get it out of there. It's off the South Iron squad. Tony Osborne will trigger for Mound City from the baseline. He'll look in, and now he'll go out top to Young. Will gets it now to Salisbury, and his pass across stolen. Drive it up the other way. Layup is good for Luke Lunau. He's got four, and it's now a 12-point lead, the biggest of the ballgame, 19-7. Salisbury with it, dribbles around through three defenders over to Papa. Landon, three ball up and too strong. The lock loose. Out goes out to Tony Osborne. He heads in all the way. Layup is good. Osborne's got his first two of the ball game, and it's now 19-9. South Iron to the front court. Dayton's with it off the right side to Porter. Porter will hold it. Now moves back out. Now pass off to Wakefield. Started by Young. Good baseline. Backs up. Young blocked if it got him with the body. Will Young picks up his second foul of the ballgame. He got a pretty good block there. Then ran into Wakefield. Wakefield is a 6'4" senior. Already with 6 points in the ballgame. Four of them here in the quarter. He hit 69.5% of his free throws. And nails this one, giving him 7 points and making it an 11-point lead again. William Rother in for Mound City. Salisbury will grab a chair. Zembles also back in for the Panthers and plays a Durr. Both free throws up and good. And it's 21-9. Tony Osborne will bring it up the floor for Mound City. Looking to get a pick, does, goes around it, goes around a defender, pulls up, 12-footer, got it. Back-to-back two for Tony Osborne from Mound City. See if the Panthers can get him going. He may have to do a lot of it on his own here. Drive into the hole, dig in the dishes, bounce pass, no bucket, traveling. They got the ball across the lane to McMurray, and he walked with it before he put it up off the glass. Mound City down early here, 21-11, 5:11 to go in the first half. Panthers are 29-1, South Iron 24-4. Their schedule has been tremendous. A bunch of 5 and 6A schools on that schedule, the biggest classes in Missouri. Osborne underneath, and oh, underneath it was Rother. He couldn't get the shot off. Osborne comes flying in. Rother with the assist, and Tony with three straight hoops. Panthers pulled within 21-13. Now 8. And drive. Dinkins high off the glass. Up and good. His first field goal gives him 3 points now. Panthers are going to bring in Brendan Tubbs. Tony Osborne around the right side. Cut off. Pulls up. Three ball. There you go. Here he comes. He's got 9 straight for the Panthers. 23-16. It's down to 7. Dinkins with the dribble, looking left side, faking a three. Now with the ball, Osborne with the steal, and he got fouled, and he started to break away up the floor. Panther on center, foul on the South Iron Panthers. Will go on Luke Lunau, his first team foul, number 3. Zembles is out, into the game, Brendan Tubbs from Mound City. All right, Osborne walks it up the floor for the Panthers now. Takes it off, gets it right back. Papa, right side, drives up. Out it goes, and Durr, three ball, too strong. Rebound tipped by Rother, and nobody there to grab it. Went out on the sideline, and it's South Iron basketball. South Iron will inbound back three-quarter court. All right, here comes Brendan Tubbs in now in place of Will Young. Now a little pressure in the backcourt by Connor Durr on Dinkins. Dinkins comes up the floor off the Wakefield, and Wakefield for a long three. Rims it, no. Osborne grabs a rebound. Tony on the run up the floor. Pass some defenders, and all the way ahead. And Papa lays it up and in. Landon with his first two. It's a 5-point lead now for South. And an offensive foul on Wakefield. Wakefield calling for the offensive foul. Good defense of the Panthers. Making a little comeback run here. That timeout call by South Iron. was a 12-point lead is now a 5-point lead. Panther ball, Mound City Panther ball. When we return, 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Nothing runs like a deer. The staff of Hiawatha Implement on North State and Mound City wish the area schools good luck in all their school and sports endeavors, wishing the teams the strength of a John Deere tractor, the pride in doing the best they can do every time, and sportsmanship, the true power behind any team. In Mound City, for John Deere sales, service, and parts, all you need to know is Hiawatha Implement. Nothing runs like a deer.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
30 minutes, 30 seconds left in quarter number two. Mound City with the basketball. They were down by 12, was it 23-11? And now they're back up to within 23-18 here. So here we go. Panthers up the floor. Brendan Tubbs with it at the point now. In the middle, free throw circle. Papa, turn around, good. And then Papa makes it a 4-point ball game, or excuse me, a 3-point ball game. 23-20. The Panthers find their range here a little bit. Wakefield out top, guarded by Roker, got around him all the way to the hole. Left hand finger roll up and good. They're going to have to stay in front of him. He's in double figures with 10, and the lead back up to 5, 25-20. The Mound City should now be getting a little more confident. They're kind of, there's a long three by Osborne. He is just across midcourt. Holy cow. And here's a long pass up the floor the other way. And midcourt now coming up the floor, driving all the way in, shooting. Missing will be Jamarco Burst. But the official underneath calls a foul on Mound City to put him at the free throw line. And the foul will be on Brendan Tubbs, his first, team foul number 7, and a free throw bounces out for Burris this time. He made 2 back in quarter number 1. So Rother goes out, Connor Durr goes out, Will Young back in the ball game, and Salisbury back for Mound City. Free throw up, and got it. Swishes at home. And it's 26-23. Mound City, a long one from tying it up here. Salisbury to the front, moving to the right, directing traffic. Osborne comes around. They go to Papa, free throw circle. Cut off, double team. Salisbury for the tie off the front. No, and the rebound to Wakefield. He'll put it on the deck, and here he comes. He's not going to stop. He's going to move to the right side. Backs up beyond the three-point line. Now it goes baseline. Underneath he goes, up, miss, no good by Prater. 2 offensive rebounds and no bucket. And finally grabbed up by Mound City, Young Papa coming up the floor. Papa with it, right side, was going to hand it off to Tony. He got covered up, now he gets it to him, fires quickly, yes! Another 3 for Tony Osborne, 15 and a quarter, and we have a tie ball game at 26 apiece at the 141 mark of the first half. All right, here comes South Iron down the lane. Dinkin up, down, no basket. No basket. I didn't see what they called. The referee right in front of us again. The Mound City will get the ball off the turnover. Mound City, Tony Osborne looks a little tired. Landon Papa looks a little tired, but they're going to be able to rest. At about an hour from now, they're going to play all this one, I'm sure. Papa, right side, at the elbow, looking, waiting, driving, left hand, pulls up, short foul. He'll go to the line and shoot a pair. Foul on South Iron on Dinkins. That will be his second foul, team foul number 5. And Landon Papa to the free throw line with 4 points. Osborne has scored 15 all here in the second quarter. Free throw up and short. That may be where a little fatigue comes in. You played yesterday, played most all of the ball games, and you haven't had a break here in this one. So you may lose your legs on free throws. That can happen really easily. Free throw up, and the Panthers lead for the first time today, 27-26. In the backcourt, Wakefield guarded by Rother all the way up. Got around it. to the front, left side, driving, shooting, and he goes again, and he just keeps on pushing. Finally got in there about 3 feet away and nailed it off the backboard to lead back now the other way to South Iron, 28-27. Papa, left side, floating with it, thinking about it, shoots it, off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Osborne. South Iron had it, they dropped it, and Osborne picks it up, and the Panthers in Mound City up 29-28. Ahead, Wakefield on the left side of the floor. 39 seconds to go in the half. He's not going to stop. He's going to throw the ball, though, to McMurray in the right corner. Knocked away, and William Rother reached in, got him on the arm. William picks up his second foul of the ball game. Team foul number nine, on Mound City. And to the free throw line will go McMurray. McMurray, no points in the ball game. So Brendan Tubbs sits down. He's been playing some good defense. You haven't heard much on offense, but he's been in there and 1-1, no good. And tipped out of there by Burris. But he goes all the way, Burris went all the way back and recovered by Durf. Carr ended up with the loose ball. Mound City with a 1-point lead may play for one here with 20 seconds to go. Papa stands in the midcourt circle. Coach Ryan Osborne says that's fine, just stand there. 12 on the clock. Now he'll dribble it. Tony Osborne comes to get it. He goes to his favorite right corner near midcourt. 5 on the clock. Moving up. Way downtown. Missed it. Out of bounds. And that will end your first half. And hey, the Mound City Panthers come from 12 down, the lead at halftime, 29-28. It's a 25-point second quarter for Mound City, and they lead it at halftime, 29-28, over the South Iron Panthers. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Be back on Sunny 101.3.
Fast Global Solutions designs and manufactures ground support equipment for the aircraft industry, formerly known as WASP. Fast Global Solutions has job openings in their Fall City facility. Fast Global Solutions is 100% employee-owned. If you want a job with a growing company, now is the time to contact Fast Global Solutions in Fall City. Fast Global Solutions is an equal opportunity employer. Apply today and be working soon at Fast Global Solutions.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 888-220-5646 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at www.goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process, so when you're at the website, don't forget to get feed bins as well as corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy thanks you for your business.
The Mound City R2 school system is proud of the players that make up the Mound City Panthers and their excellent sportsmanship. The administration, staff, and school board members swell with pride at all the accomplishments that every student from kindergarten through 12th grade bring to the fine Mound City area. The students of Mound City R2 also have a long list of academic achievements as well. Mound City R2 school system, Panther pride.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back here to the John Q. Hammond Arena. We're at halftime. The Mound City Panthers have fought their way back from a 12-point deficit in the first quarter to lead at halftime 29-28 over the South Iron Panthers. What a terrific second quarter for Mound City. Our recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial. See Jake or Tosh Arm connecting Auburn or Western Witt in Fall City, 29-28 in the first half. Let's look at South Iron. They're led by Brock Wakefield. The senior has a dozen points in the first half. 7 for Jamarco Burst, who We have 4 points for Luke Lanyow, 3 for Drennan Jenkins, and 2 points for DJ Prater in the first half. They hit 6 out of 10 at the free throw line in the first half of today's ball game. So that is the scoring here in the first half for the South Iron Panthers. Well, I can interview you if you want to. Congratulations. Hi there. Well, and I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm sorry. Ken Heaton and his whole family just walked by. Ken was the former superintendent of Mound City, and he was just honored here at halftime. He and his wife, Shelly, and his two daughters, Joey and Kendi, for a lifetime achievement. He retired as a Mound City school district superintendent last spring. We just honored him for 40 years of service in Missouri high school education. A lot of those years, he did a lot of work for the Missouri State High School Activity Association over the years and was just honored. So he's getting a big round of applause from all the folks over on the Mound City side and all over as well. Now, back to my business here at halftime. In the first half for Mound City, they are led on the scoreboard by Tony Osborne with 17 points all in the second quarter. At one point, he scored 12 straight for Mound City in quarter number two. 5 points for Landon Pompa in the first half, 4 points for Gage Salisbury, and 3 for Will Young in the first half. Mound City did a much better job on the boards in the second quarter. They've been out-rebounded 19-13, but boy, most of that was in the first quarter. 7 rebounds for the point guard, Drennan Dinkins, in that first half for South Iron. He had a lot of those in that very first quarter of action. Mound City, all troubles in the ball game, not really. 2 so far on Will Young and 2 on William Rother. Those guys got about 10 to use between them today on the defensive side, but they're going to have some more offense, will the Panthers. Osborne is 7-13 on field goals, 3-8 from behind the arc. Salisbury is 0-3. 1-for-1 for Will Young in the first half, and 0-for-2, Connor Durf and Landon Poppin. 0-for-3 from beyond the three-point line so far for South Iron in this ball game. They are 11-of-24 in total field goals. 6-of-9 in the free throw line on Mount City is 1-for-2. So Panthers lead it. They had tied at 2-26 and 3 lead in the first half, and the Panthers of Mound City with the lead at the Show Me Showdown State Championship ball game. An exciting second half coming up. This time, we're going to take a 2-minute break. Forget the weather, Scott Cox. We're running a little behind here, so a 2-minute break, and then we'll be back here at the John Q. Hammond Arena and go with second half action on Sunny 101.3.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City. City, Missouri.
MC Auto and Truck Repair, family owned and operated with over 35 years of experience. Get your repairs done right with the ASC certified Master Tech experience and knowledge. MC Auto and Truck Repair in Mound City. Call Kurt, Blake, or DJ at 660-442-5600. If your vehicle is acting up, get it fixed and running right with MC Auto and Truck Repair. 208 Nebraska Street in Mound City. Call today, 660-442-5600. That's MC Auto and Truck Repair, 660-442-5600.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you. Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family. when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you once again back here to the John Q. Hammond Arena. We're at halftime. It is 29-28. Mound City leading number one ranked South Iron by 1 point. Good sportsmanship isn't something that just happened. It's taught. It's part of our high school activities program in Missouri. Good sportsmanship has become a tradition throughout our schools. Coaches, the athletes, and the fans respect everyone. That helps make that happen. Here at Sunny 101.3, we encourage you to help continue that great Missouri tradition that's practiced both in small towns and big cities. Good sportsmanship, the receiving message brought to you by your friends at Missouri State High School Activity Association and Sunny 101.3. Coming up later today, after this one, it will be Fall City Sacred Heart taking on Lincoln's Parkview Christian in the Nebraska Class D2 State Championship. Auburn's Bulldogs won their third consecutive C1 state title earlier today, beating Hastings Adams Central. And right now, we're hoping to get Mound City a state championship here. And then, Sacred Heart. It would be nice to have a three-peat today. We already got one with Auburn, but it would be big to get three championships won by our local teams today on Sunny 101.3. So we'll see what happens. Wish everybody well. It's not going to be easy. The Panthers of Mound City lead by one over the South Iron Panthers going into quarter number three. No real foul trouble yet. It's Mound City basketball. Tony Osborne goes sprinting from the side to side. Now it's Poppett, right side to Salisbury. Gage through across the defense. Now to Connor Durr. And way outside. Yes! Osborne left side of the circle. He's got 20, and the Panthers have a four-point lead, their biggest lead of the game. Wakefield to the front with it, moving to the right side, backing up, keeping the dribble, guarded by Young. He goes all the way to the hole, up off the glass, no, rebound out of bounds, off of Mound City. I think Osborne touched it last for the Panthers. So inbounding will be Lanyau. He looks, bounces it in, nearly got away from his intended target there. Now back out to Lanyu for three. Up, no, rebound Salisbury on the run. Gate, right side it goes. Now he gives the ball off to Young, right back to him. Will for three on the rim, no. Off the cup of the line, got it. Outlet stolen back. Lanyu going the other way. Cut off of the Panthers, and he gets by, and I think Durr got a piece of it. A rebound up, no, but a foul on the shot. Offensive rebound by Jamarco Burst, and he got fouled on the way up and will go to the line to shoot a pair. Mound City foul, Connor Durr, that's his first of the ball game. Burst, three out of four at the line. Now everybody ready, they get it set up here. That's too bad, Papa had that rebound deep, he tried to get it to a teammate, and I tell you, the South Iron team, they're as quick. The quickness is really even between the two teams. Let's put it that way. Athleticism all around. Free throw up, one out of two, and it's 32-29 Mound City. Tony Osborne up the floor, the junior with 20 points here. Didn't score in the first quarter. We played a minute nine of the second quarter. Osborne's got it again. Guarded by Wakefield. Osborne backing in, all the way in, kicks it back to Salisbury. He drives into the paint. His pass stolen away. Tipped by Osborne on the outlet. Osborne with the steal. Gives it away. Right back to Tony Osborne, left side. And batted away out of bounds off of South Iron. But both teams with extremely quick hands on defense. Salisbury will inbound from the baseline for Mound City. He looks. He gets the ball in. And we got a shot up by Poppin, no good, and a rebound grabbed by Prater. That was on the left side, and there comes Wakefield to the front. Guarding him will be Will Young. He gets to the right side, kicks the ball to the corner, and a dribble drive up, and a block who I thought Papa might have got him on the arm, no whistle. Now Papa would dribble it up. They shop it up there by Lugno. And now it's Papa into the paint, down the lane. Ah, it won't go, but he got fouled. That one was close. He just couldn't get it elevated high enough when he got fouled to get it to the rim. Foul will be on Jamarco Burse. I think they said 23. Is that correct? That's his first foul. That would be correct. First foul, first team foul. Free throw for Papa won't go. Land is now 0 for 3 at the line. It's up. It's good. Landed just over 53% at the free throw line for the year. Actually, his field goal percentage is a little bit better than his free throw percentage. Driving in, missing a foul on Mound City. Put somebody else for the Southfire squad line. Papa called for the foul. Got him with the body. That's two on Landon. And now that'll put Jernan Dinkins at the line. He's one for two at the line. 6 for 10 in the first half at the line was Southfire. And this one is missed by Dinkins. Dinkins coming in here at 78.8%. It's one out of two. He's 2 for 4 on the day. Well, 33-30, Mound City leading by 3. Tony Osborne up the floor. Wakefield on him. Here comes a double team. They try to trap him on the side. He gets away to Papa. And a reach-in foul. This will be called, I believe, on Lugnow. Lugnow with a foul, his second, team foul number 2. So Papa will inbound backcourt to Salisbury, right back to Landon. Senior to senior, the classmates been playing ball together since fourth grade. Durr, another member of that senior class. Now Papa, free throw line jumper, flat iron, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Burst. Burst to Wakefield, headed through traffic all the way to the hole. He's unstoppable. He's got 14. He just keeps going to the hole. And it's a one-point ball game, 33-32. Salisbury pulls up for a long three. It's short. No good. Dinkins ends up with ahead Lugnow. He got bumped. A push before the shot. And that will be ball out of bounds. Foul, I believe, on Salisbury. Gage will pick up his second foul. Three team foul. We're stacking up a lot of fouls here early on both teams in this third quarter. Salisbury and Durr out. Zembles and Roth are in. No, Zembles not in. Here's a fall away by Wakefield. And better good. 16. Brendan Tubbs is in along with Roth are here. Osborne doubled through traffic and got fouled. A reach-in foul going to be called on Wakefield. That will be his second foul. Team foul number 3. So now Osborne will inbound from the scorer's table to Papa. Landon moving. Seesaw on the dribble off the left side looking for Osborne. Nobody there. He'll get it over now to Brendan Tubbs. Back to Papa. Thought about a long one. Didn't do it. And Lugnow reached over, tried to take it away from him. Papa pulls up, fouled again. In and out on the bucket, but it wouldn't go. And the foul will be on Wakefield again. Let's see. Yes, that is Brock Wakefield's third foul, second of the second half. That's before the shot, no free throws. And into Papa in the paint. Papa shot rejected. Oh, man, up there. Hey, DJ Prager. And all the way up the floor to first. Layup is good, and the lead goes back. Now, the other way, which it already had. Now it's 36-33. Prager with the bucket. No, that was Burse with the bucket. He's got 10. And now it is Young with the basketball. Will out to Tony Osborne, over to Landon Papa. Southfire has turned up the heat on the defense again. It's man-to-man now. Papa drives with the ball, backs up. Kerr trying to deny getting it to Osborne every chance they get. And the ball is kicked by Southfire. D.J. Prater pleading his case, but it went right off of his foot right in front of the official. We're now literally 3 feet from Landon Papa as he inbounds the basketball. Young to Papa. South Iron trying to make somebody besides Tony Osborne beat him. And here's a holding foul against South Iron. Who do they get this time? 30. Foul will go on D.J. Prater, his second. Team foul number 5 of the half. And the ball comes in. Osborne brought it in, got it back. Now to Papa, down the lane. Lost it. Driving, Wakefield throws it ahead. And going in for the layup, two more. D.J. Prater. He now has 4. Here comes Potter, Lynn Osborne for 3. Rushed it, no good. Rebound, Lunau. He'll give the ball up and drive it up. Now will be Burst. Over the left side, 3 ball short, no good by Dinkins. Off of the rebound ahead, Ruther. Now it will go down to Tubbs, and he went down to Will Young. And Will thought he was falling out of bounds and tried to throw it back to him, and the ball gets turned over again. Now it is a 5-point lead for South Iron. Here in quarter number 3, they have turned it into a 38-33 lead. Mound City held to just 4 points here so far in this second half. We'll take a 30-second break and be back on Sunny 101.3.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We welcome you back here to the John Q. Hammond Center. The game has turned into this for South Iron on defense. Keep the ball away from Tony Osborne from Mound City, who has 20 points. He had 17 in the second quarter, 3 here in the third quarter. And that's Mound City. They've only got 4 points here. The jumper, Wakefield, no. Rebound to Papa. To Salisbury, Gage working slowly up the floor this time. Lunau guarding it at midcourt. Salisbury working around Lunau all over him. Now ahead, it goes in the corner, Ruther to Young. Didn't take the shot. Now Salisbury in the paint, trying to one pass too many. Taken away. Dinkins goes up, lost the ball, in between the legs of Papa, and rolls forward. What have we got now? They got a basketball. We've got a foul. Oh, on Papa? Ball rolled right between his legs. How'd you get a foul on him? Oh, no, it's an offensive foul. It's on number 1, not number 10. Okay. Brennan Dinkins called for the foul, his 3rd. All right. Number 1, not number 10. Okay, Panther ball. I was having an awful tough time figuring that one out. Mound City down 38-33. Time to get another bucket. Osborne will walk it up the floor. He'll be picked up by D.J. Prater at midcourt. Osborne moving left. Gets the ball. Bad pass taken away by Wakefield. And a reach-in foul. Osborne. Well, I'll tell you what. Tony picked up his 2nd foul, but he stopped a breakaway there. There's going to be 3-on-none if they got around him. So it will be South Iron basketball just across midcourt. Luau will inbound it. Wakefield moving left, going to drive in. And Oliver just picked up his 3rd foul on the block. Now that's not good news. Tony Oliver picks up his 3rd foul, team foul number 5 or 6 here. So Tony picks up 2 in a row at the 2:13 mark here of the 3rd quarter. And the free throw line is Brock Wakefield. They call that a shooting foul, which it was. Free throw good. And now the lead is back up to 6 for South Iron. Well, Mound City is going to have to mount another comeback here. Free throw no good. Rebound. Papa couldn't hang on to it. Salisbury touched it, and then it goes off the hand, out of bounds. Crater falls down, trying to save it. Oh, they call a foul? They call a foul on Salisbury. That will be his third foul. But now, Fosburn and Salisbury with three apiece for Mound City. Team foul, six apiece. We're going to be shooting a lot of free throws here in the final 10 minutes of this one. Now, out on the right side, driving into the paint, scooping it up. No good rebound. Papa got it out of there after the miss of Burst. Ahead, oh, they go inside, got it to Osborne. He missed, oh, an offensive foul on Osborne. That's going to be his fourth. Oh, man, 3,000 a minute. Hey, I'm sorry, I don't agree. The bad part was Will Young was down there, had an open look, and instead of taking it, went to Tony Osborne, and Tony picks up his fourth. With a minute 47 to go here in the third, that is bad news for Mound City. Will Young just looked hesitant to take the shots. He can hit them. He is a good shooter. He's got to take those shots. Rother in, and Wakefield floats another one up and in. He now has 18 in the game, and it's now an 8-point lead again for South Iron. And a foul called on Lunau. Lunau will pick up his third foul. He, Wakefield, and Dinkins have three apiece. McMurray will come in for Lunau. And it's 1-1 for Gage Salisbury and the Panthers. They need to cash these free throws in whenever they get a chance. Now down by 8. Minute 23 to go here in the third. Salisbury ready. It's up. It's good. Gage, the senior, knocks that one down. He's got 5 points now. He'll get another one here. Officials trying to keep a lid on this game amongst the competitors out there. It's a physical ball game. Not out of hand, just physical. And now it is 41-35. Jenkins up the front, guarded by Panthers' Connor Durr. Off to Wakefield on the right side. Now Pop has got him. Wakefield driving in, pulls up, fallaway jumper, no rebound, and a putback foul. The rebound grabbed by Burst, and once again, South Iron starting to own the offensive glass here. Foul on Mount City's Rother. William picks up his third foul, team foul number 8 on Mount City here. And now it's Burst to the free throw line again. He's shooting 2. It's up and no good. 63 seconds left here in the third quarter. The Panthers down in the ballgame, 41-35. Biggest news, 4 fouls on Tony Osborne. He picked up 3 in about a minute and a half. Second free throw is up and good. They're going to let him probably sit the rest of the third quarter, but he's going to have to play the fourth quarter with those 4 fouls. Here's Salisbury with it. Now they overplay Pop, the left side to Young. Will looks, gets it right back to Salisbury. Long 3, no. Rebound grabbed up by McMurray. McMurray out of there first. He heads up the floor, 41 seconds to go. Drives in, scoops it up. It went, and a blocking foul. Well, that's Pop, and that's going to be 3 on him. And it is. So he moved over into him. So Landon picks up the foul. Now he's got 3. Papa, Salisbury, and Rosa with 3 each. 4 on Osborne. And at the line to shoot 1 is Burst. 11, and the free throw makes it 12 for him in the ballgame. And now the lead is up to 10, 45-35. Salisbury walking it up. Panthers look like they've lost a little of their confidence here. They've only scored 6 points in this set third quarter. They only had 4 in the first quarter. They had a 25-point second quarter. Salisbury going to stand there and dribble at midcourt, 16 on the clock. Now to Poppin near midcourt. Landon stands there with 10 on the clock. Now he'll make a move. Driving all the way in. Finger roll off the glass. Right side got it to go. And now Wakefield from mid-court, well short. And after three, it is 45-37, South Iron with the lead. And we are back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition, Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Ready for the fourth quarter, Mound City. 8 minutes to go in their season, down eight to start the fourth quarter. The ball to South Iron. Tony Osborne with the four fouls back in the ball game here. He's not going to be able to do a lot on defense. Now with the basketball, they take it down the corner. Wakefield drives around one man. And the up and under move, another scoop up and in. Wakefield's got 20 in the ball game. Osborne driving up the floor over to Papa. Papa pulls up, now off to Tony. Guarding him, gets a pick, fires for three, banks it home. 23 for Tony Osborne, and it's 47-40. All right, South Iron ahead. They get inside, another high pass, a catch and a shot, two more for Prater. 49-40. Papa working it slowly up the floor for the Panthers. Mound City needs one of them patented spurts on offense here. Osborne scored 12 straight, I believe, what, 9 or 12. Here's Papa for three on the rim, no. And Mound City's just not getting anything done on the boards now, especially if Papa's shooting out top. Jenkins all the way to the hole. Nobody gets in front of him, and he just lays it over the front. He's got six, and it's 51-40. The lead is now 11. Papa for three, short off the rim. Rebound Roser, and he got grabbed and held off. We'll stay with Mound City on the alternating possession. So Osborne will inbound it for the Panthers here. Tony ready the trigger, into Papa, right back to Osborne, three ball in the corner, off, no good. Weak side rebound to Young, Salisbury to Papa, in the paint, drops the ball, diving for it, and it's picked up by Papa. Good hustle there by Rother. Salisbury, three ball, no, and a rebound brought down by Burst. Outlet it up ahead, Jenkins a run out layup at the other end. He's got eight, and it's 53-40, and it is getting away from the Panthers here on the glass. Osborne to Salisbury, driving up, cut off, 2-3 zone, down the lane he goes, up, no, and another rebound for Wakefield. Here comes South Iron. Wakefield up the floor, right side, gives the ball off, Jenkins up for three, no, rebound Burst. Inside, pass it across, and shot up. No, rebound to Papa. That was Jenkins with the miss. And then as the Panthers turn up the floor, the ball's knocked out of bounds. 53-40, South Iron with the lead over Mound City. It felt so good at halftime to have that one-point lead. And all the confidence, boy, the fouls. Got Mound City in trouble in the third. Salisbury, three ball, right corner, in, out, no. Rebound tipped out by Rother to Papa. Left side it goes. Headed down for Osborne, and it's a Wakefield touches it last. And it will be Salisbury to trigger this time for Mound City. From the baseline again on the left side, get it in to Young. Will dribbling around, looking, gets the ball down to the right side, holding it, Rother, back to Papa. Fakes, jab step down to Rother, wasn't quite ready for it. Out to Young for three. Up and no. Off of the tip. No. And a foul on Sal Fire on the rebound. Foul going to be called on Jenkins, I believe. And that will be number four on him. He left, didn't agree with the call. Timeout called. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
MERS Farm Equipment in Falls City has a full lineup of proven Bobcat equipment, helping you power through the most challenging jobs and the toughest projects to get more done every day. Stop in to demo the latest in compact equipment. Our dedicated staff of factory-trained technicians are here to provide the regular service that keeps your equipment running strong. MERS Farm Equipment in Falls City is proud to be your authorized Bobcat dealer.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
It's 1-1 for Landon Pompa as we return to action here at the John Q. Hammond Center. Pompa with 5 points in the ballgame. They've kept him quiet as the South Iron Panthers. Let's say he's got 9 now. Or I missed something somewhere. Well, 9, and rattle that one home, make it 10 for Papa. A 10 for Landon, and quickly the ball over the top down to Champ McMurray, and he lays it up, and it's 55-42. Timeout called by the Panthers, a full timeout they take. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Introducing Element Resources, one of the leading battery recycling facilities in the country and has been a mainstay in Forest City, Missouri for 45 years. Element is hiring entry-level jobs starting at $19.05 per hour, day and night shift available with shift differential pay for nights and overtime with attendance bonuses. Come be a part of our team with competitive pay and great benefits. For more information, apply at ElementRELLC.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to the John Q. Hammond Center. The lead belongs to the South Iron Panthers. 55-42, a 13-point advantage here. Just 4:51 to go in the ballgame. Mound City Basketball, Tony Osborne checks back into the contest. He's got 4 fouls. Papa's got 3. Salisbury's got 3. Rother has 3 for Mound City. Handed off to Salisbury. Mound City, really, they're really guarding closely Osborne, keeping it away from him. He's double-teamed in the corner now. Out to Gage Salisbury, the senior. Back to Papa. Papa driving up. Back and now over it goes Salisbury. 3 ball left wing, short. Rebound grabbed up by McMurray. He's come off the bench. Done just enough of the little things to be very effective. 13-point lead, 4:18 to go. Out top, Wakefield guarded by Young. Moves up the right sideline, now backs out. Count starts, passes off the left side. They get a bunch of ball handlers. DJ Prater with it now. Guarded by Salisbury, man-to-man. Now over it goes to Lunyau. Now they're running a weave out top. Now they really can't foul. They'll have to at some point, but you're going to put in the game to do it. Skip it over the top. Lunyau thought about a long one, didn't. And now they're just content to let the clock run here, up by 13 points. Inside and out, backdoor cut, and a layup for first. He now has, I believe, that's 14 in the ball game. And now we go Oliver to Papa for 3. Oh, rebound followed by Young. In and out and back in. And a foul. Now what do we got? Basket is good. Okay, Will Young gets the hoop. He's got 5 now. He'll be at the line. No, Tony Osborne is going to be at the line. So the two-pointer was good. And the foul, apparently after the shot, puts Tony Osborne at the line to shoot 1-1 here. have no idea who they called the foul on here. 23 for Osborne right now. Tony already at the line. Sets, fires, and no good. Rebound comes out to DJ Prater. Mound City putting a little pressure in the backcourt now with 3:13 to go. Wakefield ahead, and he fires over the top to Bruce. Has two more. Bruce now with 16 in the ballgame. And now Pop had it knocked loose. Stolen. Luniao going up. Auburn's going to let him go. He can't foul him. And Luniao lays it up at the other end. 2:50 to go, and the lead is 17 now. Number one team in the state leading number two. Fouled in the backcourt, Tony Auburn, 8.5% free throw shooter on the year. Papa is sitting down like a catcher here. He has not had a break in this game other than halftime and the quarter breaks. It's been 40 years since the Panthers have been to the Final Four. High hopes of winning it all, but it's a tough, tough contest. Everybody knew the South Iron team was the top team or the number one ranked team. Osborne's free throw is up and good. And they have shown why so far this weekend. Salisbury checks out with 2:49 to go. The lead is now 16. Second one on the way up and no good. Young kept alive and the rebound grabbed up by Burst. He's had a nice game. Off the floor and a push foul from behind on Will Young, his third. Team foul number 10 on the Panthers. Double bonus now. We'll put Wakefield at the line to shoot two. Wakefield with 21 points in the ball game. Is that correct? Yes. So first one up, off, no good. I'll get another one here. Brendan Tubbs checks in for Mound City. William Rother will sit down. Free throw up and good. 2 minutes, 42 seconds to go. The lead is 17 in for South Iron. Osborne for three. Off the mark. I think I might have got a piece of that one. Throw it ahead. Luniao up and Papa blocked it, but right there to rebound it and put it back. DJ Prater, who now has 10. And a steal in the backcourt. Give the ball to Burst. Got men in the air. Elevates. And a foul will be called to put him at the line to shoot two. Foul will be on Brendan Tubbs, his second. And to the free throw line is Burst with 16 points. Looking for another one or two here at the line. Free throw up. And good. That will make it a 20-point lead, right? Yeah, 65-45. Young and Tubbs sit down for Mound City. Wayne Zembles is in. Connor Durr back in. Free throw no good. Rebound by Tony Osborne with 2:18 to go. He'll give it to Papa. Landon for three. No, can't buy one. Salisbury the rebound and a foul. We'll put Salisbury at the line to shoot two. Gage at the line in the ball game, 2 for 2, has 6 points. Coming up in just less than half an hour, it will be Sacred Heart playing championship basketball in Class D2 at the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln, Nebraska. They take on Parkview Christian. Free throw up and good for Salisbury. The Irish have their hands full with Parkview today. See if they can win their third title in 4 years. Here's a reach-in foul on Landon Papa. And that will be his fourth foul. And again, it puts Dinkins at the free throw line to shoot two. It's 65-46. South Iron with the lead. Already again, Dinkins at the line. It's up and it's good. Gives him 9 points. Second one coming up. And no good. And Dinkins farther left and tipped it away and got the rebound. Dinkins out to Wakefield. Wakefield to Senior. He's driving, dishes across. Had another layup. Boy, they passed the ball extremely well. 19 for Burse. Osborne driving up all the way in. Right-hander, no. And the rebound, and Tony just fouled out on a reach-in. Frustrated, but what do you do? Tony Osborne fouls out, and he's getting a standing ovation from the fans of both teams. They're giving him a standing ovation on the city side and on the South Iron side. And those three quick fouls he got, that turned the tide of this ball game in a big, big way. After the last time, Gage Salisbury, Landon Papa, and Connor Durr, three seniors from Mound City. They check out of the Panther game for the final time in their career in the state championship. They won't get the title, but they'll get the second place hardware. And what a year the kids have had. Free throw up and good. Once again for first. That gives him 20 on the day. Now South Iron trying to make some changes here. Mound City has brought William Heck into the ballgame. Rother stays in. Free throw up and in and out. No good. Rebound grabbed up by Brendan Tubbs. Tubbs Rother. Here is Gavin Summers in there as well for Mound City. Young stays in. Summers went for him. He missed him. Wakefield gets the ball, takes it away, comes up the floor at midcourt, stops. Throws it over the far side to Luniao. Luniao now hands it back out top, and a minute 13 to go. They will be content to drill it out, but they have players that want to come in. They're going to call a timeout at some point here and bring in some players. Oh, double dribble, and then call the timeout. Coach Justin Jenkins said, go ahead and turn it over. And here come the rest of the players for the South Iron Panthers, who are going to win the state championship. Then now up by 23 points. Papa will finish the game today for Mound City. I've lost track here on him. How many points? I think it was 10. Hopefully they'll bring us the score, because we were off here at one point. Summers, three ball up, no good. Rebound tip. Rebound grabbed up there by William Hex. Back out to Summers for three. No. Rebound Rother. William turns short on the shot. And the rebound out of bounds. Chased down by Will Young. Can't keep it in bounds. And up the floor, a long pass to South Iron, 35 seconds to go. They're going to hold it. And the ball controls the backcourt now by Jarrettez at first. Stolen, Young all the way in. Layup is good for Mound City. 69-48. Ball comes in up the floor, 15 seconds to go. Held ball, William Heck reaches in there. And got him in the eye, I think. No foul. Made contact with Colton Dinkins. And now up the floor. Drive and layup is good. No fouls. Tubbs hits the ground hard. 68-50, and that's going to wrap it up. Your final score, South Iron, 68, make it 69. 69 and Mound City 50, your final score. We'll be back and wrap up the game after this one-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Allen and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
Nothing runs like a deer. The staff of Hiawatha Implement on North State and Mound City wish the area schools good luck in all their school and sports endeavors, wishing the teams the strength of a John Deere tractor, the pride in doing the best they can do every time, and sportsmanship, the true power behind any team. In Mound City, for John Deere sales, service, and parts, all you need to know is Hiawatha Implement. Nothing runs like a deer.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to Springfield, where the Mound City Panthers are receiving their second-place finish trophy from Ken Eaton, the former superintendent of Mound City. I saw him talking to the players. I know exactly what he says. He says, "Fellas, I'm sorry, this is not the trophy I wanted to give you today." But that's what it is. Now the Panthers will take their second-place medal. Let's give you the wrap-up on the scoring brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial. See Jake or Tosh Arm Connect in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City. For the Panthers, they're led by Tony Osborne. He had 24 points in the ball game today before fouling out with seconds ago. Those three fouls he picked up in probably a minute and a half or less in this ball game. That was really the turning point, I felt, when he picked up those fouls, and the Panthers kind of lost their mojo after that. It was 10 points for Landon Poff in the game today, 7 each for Will Young and Gage Salisbury, and 2 points for Brendan Tubbs from Mound City. And again, credit a lot of that to the defense for South Iron. They were extremely tough on the D today. Mound City finishes the year 29 wins and 2 losses. South Iron led today by Brock Wakefield. He had 22 points in the ball game. It was unstoppable, it seemed, going to the basket. Jermarco Burst had 20 points in the contest, 10 for DJ Prater, 9 for Drennan Dinkins, 6 points for Luke Luniau, and 2 points for Champ McMurray. And it was a terrific effort by South Iron. They shot free throws well enough to win the ball game, and they just seemed like they just owned the board. I know at halftime, their advantage on the board, at that time, not as bad. It was 19-13, but it seemed like it was going to be more at that point. But the second half, Mound City really just couldn't seem to get a rebound for much of that second half, and especially offensive rebounds, there was just nothing there for them. So Mound City finished the year 29-2, while South Iron wins the state title, finishes 25-4. Our game recap is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial. See Jay Kratosh Arnold Connect in Auburn or Western Witt in Fall City. So Mound City has their medals and their trophy, and now they are staying to watch South Iron be handed their trophy and hardware. We'll take another break. We'll be back and wrap this one up on Sunny 101.3.
A world leader in manufacturing equipment for air transportation, agricultural, and material handling industries, Fast Global Solutions is now hiring for day, night, and weekend shifts. Fast Global Solutions has openings in Auburn and Fall City. They are seeking welding, machinist, assembly, painter, and prep, material handling, and more. Apply today at fastsolutions.com/careers. Fast Global Solutions is an equal opportunity employer.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 888-220-5646 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at www.goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process, so when you're at the website, don't forget to get feed bins as well as corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thank you for your business.
The Mound City R2 school system is proud of the players that make up the Mound City Panthers and their excellent sportsmanship. The administration, staff, and school board members swell with pride at all the accomplishments that every student from kindergarten through 12th grade bring to the fine Mound City area. The students of Mound City R2 also have a long list of academic achievements as well. Mound City R2 school system, Panther pride.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Sunny, 101.3.
All right, let's just kind of wrap this thing up here. Final score against 69-50. South Iron wins it. They led 13-4 after one quarter. Mount City outscored South Iron 25-15 in quarter number two to take the lead at that point, 29-28. That was at halftime. 29-28 was the final there at halftime. And then it was a 17-8 third quarter run, and all the three fouls on Tony Osborne that really hurt Mound City in the ballgame, leaving them behind after three quarters, 45-37. They got outscored 24-13 in quarter number four today. It's a terrific season, 29-2. Now, the Panthers, they're not going to feel very good about losing the state championship game. That's obvious. We know that. We understand that. But, hey, you're 29-2, you make the state championship basketball game. That's about, you know, it don't get much better than that unless you win that ball game. Mound City will say goodbye to seniors. Wayne Zembles today. Connor Durr is a senior starter. Landon Papa, a senior starter today. Gage Salisbury is a senior, leaving today, finishing up his career, and that is where Mound City will finish with their seniors. Now, Coach Ryan Osborne making his way this way with the Mission official here. We'll get just a quick word with him and wrap up the ball game here with us as we get ready for the state hard game coming up here in just a few minutes. Coach Ryan Osborne joined us. Coach, it's a tough way to end the season, but the kids will realize that what a special year it's been.
It's been special. Yeah, we just ran into a buzzsaw there in the second half. I thought we fought as hard as we could all the way to the end. We had wide open shots in the first half and didn't make them, and we were ahead.
Yeah.
So I thought we were in good shape, and then they really, really guarded Tony there in the second half, and I don't know if he scored very many points in the second half, but congratulations to South Iron. They deserve this.
Yeah, they held him to 6 points, I think, in the second half. Rebounding, boy, they just couldn't get anything to be like that first half. The deficit wasn't that bad. But they really rebound well in the offensive glass.
Yeah, the rebounds came from us having to go over and help off Brock Wakefield getting to the basket. And when Landon comes over and helps and the kid missed, they got a rebound. So, yeah, definitely I haven't seen the stats, but I'm sure they out-rebound.
Yeah, and I don't have the final stats either, but the three fouls on Tony, bing, 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 that kind of took the wind out of the sails.
Yeah, it was an 8- or 10-point game when that happened, and I knew we'd be in trouble. And then he got it, one of them was his fourth foul. So
right.
I didn't want him to foul out early, but it is what it is.
Coach, great. Congratulations. Great year. We'll let you go. Thank you, and go on to your duties, and we'll talk to you later on.
Okay, thanks for all you guys do. Thanks, buddy.
That's Mound City Coach Brian Osborne. We thank him for taking time to visit with us. And I want to tell the Mound City fans, you're still tuned in. We thank you for all the support, and we love covering the Mound City Panthers. They treat us like royalty in Mound City, and we appreciate it. Hopefully, just keep moving on and keep winning ball games. So, congratulations to the Panthers. They finished 29-1. Coming up next is going to be Nebraska Class D2 State Championship Basketball. I got a note here from Randy Gatula. They're running late in Lincoln, so that's with a 3:45 start time. That's going to be a little bit behind time, but Randy will have that action for you coming up here on Sunday 101.3. We wish the Irish good luck against Parkview Christian today. Once again, your final here. 69-50, South Iron with the win. For our studio engineer, Scott Cox, I'm John Nixon saying good night, everybody.